The complex relationship between biblical texts, historical figures, and religious practices reveals fascinating insights about the true nature of Nazarites and their role in ancient society. Let's examine the evidence challenging common misconceptions, providing a clearer understanding of these important historical connections. Torah illustrates Judah married Beth-shu. However, Beth-shu's sons, Onan, Shelah, had Dan's DNA. Thus, God destroyed Beth-shu's sons. The Hebrew term Nazir appeared in Genesis 49:26 is identical to Onan, Shelah. Then Nazir is referring to the nation in Dan's territory that faced divine destruction, similar to Sodomites. The Hebrew name Shelah is identical to Dan. Then Nazarites was inferior population within Dan's territory, tasked in Beit Abdet meaning labor services. This connection provides crucial context for understanding that Nazarites' true nature besides their relationship to various biblical prophecies and historical events. The Nazarites' practices emerges in Numbers chapter 6, where Moses delivered specific commands regarding their lifestyle and their behaviors. These restrictions created a distinct and isolated group within Israelites' camp. Nazarites' clan was prohibited from drinking wine, forbidden to shave their hair, and not allowed to attend funerals, even those of their own parents. Torah illustrates God promised Israel that Joseph would be at Israel's deathbed due to Joseph's rank at Egypt similar to Pharaoh. This means Torah's blessing upon the deathbed did not include Nazarites, even if parents had Nazarites' children. The Hebrew word Dan means long-haired male, which confirms Nazarites was the pivoted clan at Dan's territory. Then these strict regulations serve to separate Nazarites from mainstream society. Historical documents confirm Jesus' mother Mary worked at the Second Temple, while Jesus pursued formal religious education at Yeshiva, eventually rising to become a prominent rabbi at Knesset. This educational and religious path would have been incompatible with Nazarites' restrictions. Furthermore, physical evidence from the Shroud of Turin offers compelling insights into these historical connections. Scientific analysis reveals that the person wrapped in the shroud endured two specific forms of punishment from Torah, Alei Hatzim and Fen Yaslak. The Hebrew term Alei Hatzim punishment portrayed numerous wounds from thorn lashes and pressed thorn branches on the forehead. The Hebrew term Fen Yaslak punishment required direct sword hit, cut through skull, or a spear wound to the lung. The Hebrew word term Fen Yaslak also means perished in darkness. Thus, accordingly, each guilty was crucified not facing sunlight. These punishments have specific biblical associations helping us understand their significance. Genesis 49:23 explicitly connects Alei Hatzim punishment with Joseph's bloodline. Meanwhile, Genesis 3:22 links Fen Yaslak punishment, associated with Cain's bloodline, described in the text as high autumn semi-animal. These connections provide important context for understanding the identity of the person wrapped in the shroud. The tribal connections become clearer when we examine additional biblical evidence. Genesis 48:5 illustrates Simeon is identical to Manasseh, while Genesis 49:5 places Simeon before Levi, indicating that Manasseh precedes Ephraim in the tribal hierarchy. Historical records describe Simeon as being very tall, heavy in build. Joseph had Laban's DNA, and Manasseh is identical to Simeon. Thus, Ephraim had Kohanim's bloodline, which means Ephraim was not Joseph's son. Dan was inferior to Simeon, then Naphtali was inferior to Simeon. This evidence, combined with other historical factors, confirms that Nazarites was crucified in place of Simeon if Simeon committed crime. Then it was Nazarites' body that was wrapped in what is called the Shroud of Turin. Genesis 49:16-17 illustrates Israel's prophecy that Dan, identical to Nazarites, to cause harm toward all Israelites. The story of the wise men who visited Jesus after his birth is found in the Gospel of Matthew, specifically in Matthew 2:1-12, when three Georgian astronomers, following a meteorite event which signaled Jesus' birth, sought Jesus at Judah's territory who manifest Aben Yisrael prophecy during his era. They located Jesus where Mary, daughter of Levi, worked at the Second Temple. Jesus' subsequent education at Yeshiva and his rise to prominence as a rabbi at Knesset firmly confirm he could not be associated to Dan tribe or Nazarites. The distinction between Nazarites and other religious groups becomes particularly important when understanding the development of various Jewish-Christian traditions. The historical record makes clear that the Nazarites occupied an isolated and often misunderstood position in ancient Jewish society. Their isolation, distinctive practices, and association with the tribe of Dan set them apart from mainstream religious and social life. The mentioned separation, combined with prophetic warnings about their potential for harm, suggests a complex and sometimes troubled relationship with the descendants from Israel's lineage. The book of Acts recounts several instances where Paul faced opposition from Jewish leaders, including members of the Sanhedrin. These encounters often involved disputes over Paul's teachings, which were seen as challenging traditional Jewish beliefs. There are records of Paul being brought before these councils and experiencing hostile reactions. Book of Acts chapters associated with Paul describe his trials and the reactions of the Jewish authorities to Paul's teachings. The rejection at Sanhedrin caused Paul betrayed toward Sanhedrin, then stimulated Romans against Israelites, as it was prophesied from Torah that Dan to harm toward Israelites. Paul was Danite. Then his name was Saul, changed to Paul to sound as if a member of Benjamin tribe. Upon escalated situation at Romans territory, Israelites offered Dan tribe before Israelites. Then Paul stimulated anti-Semitic clans in the proximities of Roman territory against Israelites. The event where Jesus confronts Paul is described in the New Testament, specifically in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 9 recounts Paul's journey to Damascus, where he intended to persecute early Christians, but Jesus confronted Paul. Historical texts mentioned Paul united anti-Semitic clans at proximities of Romans territory, till rebellious opposition caused the destruction of the Second Temple in 70 AD. Torah illustrates Jesus' mother Mary worked at the Second Temple, thus she was a Beth Levi, thus Jesus' maternal lineage come from Levites. Moreover, Jesus' birth represents a Levite's woman firstborn. Thus, if Jesus' father was Levite, he had to work at the Second Temple. Similarly, Luke 2:41-52 mentioned account of a young Jesus in the temple, debating Torah scholars, but there was no historical piece of evidence if Jesus worked at the Second Temple. This means Jesus have Judah's DNA, thus Jesus' embryo created from a man from Mebet Levi, meaning Kadosh Kadoshim, represents Judah's son Zerah, mated a Beth Levi, meaning a daughter from Levi tribe, thus Jesus is identical to Moshe. The Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, describe as if Jesus' trial before the Sanhedrin, the Jewish ruling council. Let's acknowledge Levites had specific roles and responsibilities at Sanhedrin. Besides Judah represent authority above all members of Jewish society. Thus, if there was a trial, it would not be public. Historical events confirm Paul forged falsehood around crucifixion events till, in few decades, Dan tribe members' trial at Sanhedrin was assumed to be as if Jesus' trial. The misinterpretation from Genesis 49:26, referencing to the Hebrew term Nazir, led some Hasidic Jews to believe they should emulate Nazarites by growing the locks of the head hair long. Genesis 49:25-26 illustrates blessing over Zerah's bloodline who destroy Cain-type DNA until human race unity God's holy divine desiring truth. Accordingly, Moshe directed Israelites battle after battle until Israelites conquered land filled with milk and honey. True Israelites Redeemer, according to Genesis 49:24-26, generation after generation come from Judah's lineage, from Judah's son Zerah, who manifest Aben Yisrael prophecy from Torah. Thus, Jesus' truth represents Levi's daughter's son from Judah. I hope you have enjoyed this episode. Please follow Torah Truth Podcast. Until next episode, stay blessed.